This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban are continuing to consolidate power in Afghanistan amid reports of violence against protesters in the eastern part of the country, a day after the Islamist group announced the war is over and there would be no retribution. Witnesses say Taliban insurgents fired into the air, beat people with batons in the city of Jalalabad, where a group of demonstrators tried to take down a Taliban flag and replace it with the Afghan national flag Wednesday. At least three people were killed, many others injured. The Taliban did not comment on the matter. Taliban on Tuesday vowed to respect women's rights within Islamic law, that is, and form an inclusive Islamic government. Situation around the Afghan capital Kabul continued to remain calm on Wednesday, days after the Taliban took control of the city. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's committed to keeping U.S. troops in Afghanistan until every American is evacuated, even if that means maintaining a military presence there beyond his August 31st deadline for withdrawal. Biden's also pushing back against criticism that the U.S. should have done more to plan for the evacuation and withdrawal, which has been marked by scenes of violence and chaos as thousands attempted to flee while the Taliban advanced. Mr. Biden made the comments on Wednesday. Up to 15,000 Americans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took full control of the nation last weekend. Meantime, the Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, said the U.S. is reaching out to dozens of countries to host at-risk Afghans while accelerating the evacuation of American citizens, diplomats, and Afghans seeking asylum. Via remote, this is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is in the United Arab Emirates after fleeing Afghanistan early this week as the Taliban seized control, according to the UAE. The UAE Ministry of Foreign Relations and Affairs, that is, said that the UAE welcomed President Ghani and his family into the country on humanitarian grounds. Ghani fled Afghanistan on Sunday before the Taliban fighters arrived in Kabul without resistance. Ghani posted on Facebook that the Taliban have won and that he left Afghanistan to prevent a flood of bloodshed. Ghani also denied unconfirmed reports that he had a large amount of money when he fled, saying his denial can be verified by customs. A growing number of U.S. governors say they will help resettle Afghan refugees in their states following a rapid Taliban takeover of Afghanistan that blindsided Western nations and left them scrambling to evacuate ambassadors and allies. At least 10 governors offered support this week as the Pentagon looked to secure temporary space for up to 22,000 Afghan allies in the United States. As of Monday, the first 2,000 Afghans were placed at Fort Lee Military Base in Virginia, with 1,000 more refugees expected to arrive at a base or bases in Texas and Wisconsin in the coming weeks. Afghan allies are generally people who have helped the U.S. war effort by acting as translators for the military, cultural guides, and sources of information. Well, the death toll from that devastating earthquake that struck Haiti has risen to 2,189, according to the Caribbean Nations Civil Protection Agency. More than 12,000 people were injured when the quake hit the southwestern part of Haiti on Saturday. The Civil Protection Agency added that 332 people have been reported missing and rescue operations were ongoing. Tens of thousands of buildings were destroyed, damaged, and the impoverished nation still recovering from another devastating earthquake more than 10 years ago. Haiti has been beleaguered by gang violence, COVID-19, political chaos, which spiked last month after the assassination of President Jovenel Moise. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is VOAnews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.